listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Suffering with Fuck I'm Late. And before the break, you heard Hot Girl TM by Hillsboro. We are back here on Syrup Moose Radio. This is the second hour of the show. It's very exciting, I assume. I hope that you enjoyed that first chunk. If you missed it, we were talking about the proposed AI data centers here in the north, and why they are objectively bad. We also talked about how it's cool to support creators and stuff, especially the ones that you're friends with and care about. Show them that you care, I suppose. All right, we got lots more music coming up. I'm very excited to get into more of it, so I'm just gonna get right into it. This is Sadafite with My Pet Oscillator on Syrup Moose Radio. And we will come back when it's all done. So, enjoy.
Thank you.
Wounded Deer with Garden, and before that, Say to Fight with My Pet Oscillator. What's going on, everybody? I got one more of the kind of Bandcamp searching that I did, and then we're going to get into, I guess, some of the more, like, some of the larger releases, I guess? I don't know, man. I don't know. I keep thinking I'm going to find structure for the show, and then I don't find it, because you just change it every week, and that is truly better. Maybe we'll talk about books, because as you know, this year I have been on a real tear with books. I actually just started one today and read the first like 100 pages of it this morning. That was The Last Days of Jack Sparks by Jason Arnop. I'm really enjoying it. It's a really fun read so far. Let's see, what have I finished recently? I don't remember the last time I talked about any, but most recently, let's get through this here. I read Ring Shout by P.G. Lee Clark, a kind of supernatural cosmic horror about the KKK and hunting them, and it was extremely cool and worth reading. The Laws of the Skies by Gregoire Courtois, which is brutal and harrowing and maybe one of my favorite books ever. House at the Bottom of the Lake, which was pretty good, one by Josh Malerman. The Salt Grows Heavy by Cassandra Kaw, which I also really enjoyed, kind of like the grim, dark sequel to The Little Mermaid. And Strange Buildings by Iketsu. I think anything before that I have talked about, but those are my kind of most recent. I've been going through a lot of like shorter books, if you're wondering how I got through them all. I dropped my microphone. And I'm leaving it in. Those are all some short ones. I'm also currently in the process of reading Never Whistle at Night, which is a collection of short stories by Indigenous authors. God, what else? I'm also reading Bad Cree by Jessica Johns, which is early on still, but truly maybe one of my favorite books of all time. It's so extremely moody, and the vibe of it is wonderful. So there you go. On my list and things that I have from the library right now, I'm also going to start Into the Drowning Deep by Myra Grant, You Weren't Meant to Be Human by Andrew Joseph White, and Tampa by Alyssa Nutting. So it's been a big book year for me. I've been loving it, though. There's something really special about it, and I'm really enjoying myself. So there you go. There's some book recommendations if you want them. Next up, we got Seventh String with Drowning in Masses. And when it's done, we're going to come back. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but here you go. No time for second chances. What way we're drowning in masses. Treading water, no more thunder. In a survival, just fighting to stay above.
second chances. When we were all drowning in masses. It's far too late.
Devin Townsend with Lexan. And before that, you heard Seventh String with Drowning in Masses. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. You have no way of knowing this, but we actually took a two-hour-long break. More than that, honestly. A couple hours. We are currently getting back into installing the bathroom in our house, which is exciting and stressful, but I took a little bit of a recording break, so if my voice is different, I guess that's why. I don't think it would be, but you never know, right? All right, let's do a quick plug for the recent releases from Syrup Moose Records. How about that? So May 29th, we actually had two albums out, one from One-Eyed Ancestor, a doom record from the UK. The album is called Etches, and I released a new record from my side project VNRL, Venereal, The Power That When Wielded Corrupts. And this month in June, we are welcoming a brand new addition, Kyle Burnett from Vancouver Island, a folk punk artist with their EP Glory Days. I'm very excited, and I hope you will check all of those out. You can check everything out over at themarsh.ca. That's where I put all of my stuff. And you should go there, because there's lots of cool stuff there. I should probably have thought ahead and included all of that music in this episode, but I'm not going to, because I've already chosen all the music that I'm going to play. So, what are you going to do? That's kind of it right now. And then after June, there's not a new release from Syrup Moose Records until August. It'll be DCX 9000, and then in September is the new Megafauna album, which I'm very excited about. I finally finished it, and I think you're gonna like it. I hope you're gonna like it. For folks who are just joining me now, I actually played a brand new song from the album in the first hour of the show, called Stories Heard But Not Remembered. Did I forget the name of my own song? Stories Heard But Not Recalled. Oh my god. Okay. It's obviously been a long day. I got some more music coming up right now. I actually am going to call out one of these artists. There is a DJ called Horse Girl who has been all over the internet and wears a very truly upsetting horse prosthetic face, horse face, and or she's a horse person. I mean, I don't want to assume. But they put out a new album called Nature is Healing, which, if you might remember, is also the name of the EP split that I did with Homesick Ghosts. It is also called Nature is Healing. And I'm not saying that Horse Girl stole the title at all, for sure. But that would make for very fun internet drama. So if you could all insinuate that, that would be great. And really, really call it out how Horse Girl stole my, how a much more famous person stole a thing she's definitely never heard of. If you could all do that, that would be great. One more plug here. I have a show coming up, June 14th at 4 p.m. in Smithers. It's a 30-minute train car session. I hope you will come out to it. It is a free show, and it marks the 2-year anniversary of my very first show, which was June 2nd in that very same place, the first show I ever played as Megafauna. So I think that's kind of a neat anniversary. So I hope you'll come out and celebrate it with me, and also you'll get to have some of the first, you know, you'll get to hear some of the new album before it's out, which I think is kind of cool and fun. I did not think I was tired, to be totally honest, but I clearly am. All right, we're going to get into it here. This is Horse Girl. The song is called Earth is Turning from their new album, Nature is Healing. Don't forget, we are starting beef with Horse Girl, because that was also the name of the Megafauna and Homesick Ghosts split. Actually, hey, who knows? Maybe that'll see a big boost in numbers for people searching for the Horse Girl album. Probably not, but you never know. That would be fun, though, to see a bit of a weird boost that is unexplainable. All right, you're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is Horse Girl. We're going to be back after to start saying our goodbyes.